Pegasus Wireless Corporation announces commitment to corporate governance and compliance with Sarbanes-Oxley using Metric Stream. Pegasus Wireless Corporation, a leading provider of advanced wireless solutions, announced today that the company has embarked on an initiative for sustainable compliance with the Sarbanes-Oxley Act and ISO quality standards using Metric Stream. Metric Stream is a market leader in the enterprise-wide compliance and quality management software. This initiative is a part of the overall corporate governance commitment. SEC Chief defends Sarbanes-Oxley. Christopher Cox, chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, on Tuesday brushed aside suggestions that the Sarbanes-Oxley law needed to be revised, but conceded that the implementation of the contentious Section 404 must be improved. Firms given SOX breathing space. Businesses could have significant sums in auditing costs following last week's decision to give U.S.-listed foreign companies a year's grace to meet Sarbanes-Oxley regulations, according to analyst Gartner. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's ruling means companies with a market capitalization of under $700 million and more than $75 million can delay paying for costly external auditing services for a year. IRS might not honor deal. Union claims double-cross and TOC reporting program. The Internal Revenue Service has double-crossed thousands of Las Vegas food and beverage workers by auditing them after they signed agreements with federal tax collectors aimed at encouraging casino employees to accurately report tips, culinary union leaders charge. Culinary leaders who represent many of the workers accused the IRS this week of reneging on promises not to audit those who agreed 3 years ago to participate in the tip reporting program.